Thank you, Colin. Good afternoon. A miracle cure. That's what some patients are saying about a class of drugs that treat a form of arthritis called ankylosing spondylitis. But the drugs are not covered by the government of Saskatchewan, or at least not yet. An arthritis advocate is pleading to the new government to change that decision. Abby Schneider brings us this story.
Cheryl Cohen says the new government is in a great position to correct a bad mistake. Cohen wants the Saskatchewan Party to put a class of arthritis drugs on the provincial formulary.
Whether it was by commission or omission, back on October 7th when these medications were denied, I actually don't care. There's an opportunity here to do the right thing, scientifically, medically, morally.
But if Cohen is expecting action, she'll have to wait. The Saskatchewan Party will not announce their new cabinet until next week. Don McMorris of the SAS Party says even then, it will take time before any decision can be made.
The first day, 2 days, week, or month is going to be extremely busy for the Minister of Health.
When they were in opposition, the Saskatchewan Party pressured the new Democrats to add more medications to the drug plan. Now in power, McMorris will not say what the SAS Party government will do about the class of drugs, but the party did promise to pay for more medications.
Our plan talks about $40 million over 4 years to increase the formulary.
But at a cost of up to $20,000 a year for treatment, the new government's plan might come up short. If everyone with this form of arthritis got the maximum treatment, it could cost the government up to $100 million a year. Abby Schneider, CBC News, Regina.
U of S managers say a strike by